May 1st, it's brand new month, and May is Mental Health Month. Joining us right now is the director of St. Clair County Community Mental Health, Deb Johnson. Deb, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Happy Mental Health Month.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, well, May has been designated as Mental Health Month since the early 1950s. Mm-hmm. It's also Children's Mental Health Awareness Month, and the goal of Mental Health Month is to educate people about the importance of mental health to overall health and well-being. Right. So we try to do that all year long, but we want to have a special focus on it during the month of May. We also want to promote integrated health by informing people of the ways that the mind and body work together, which is probably a good time to just make a quick mention of our run, which is called Healthy Minds, Healthy Bodies, mm-hmm. Run for Recovery. This is our 11th year doing this run. And we actually have, I think, over 300 people registered already. So we're excited.
That's great.
You know, we have a 1 mile walk at 8:30, a 1 mile timed kids run at 8:30, and then a 5K run. So you can still register for that. You can register right up until the day.
Okay.
So we're hoping to have our, you know, we always want more than the year before. So over 500 would be nice. But anyway, so okay, so it's making sure, like during this month, to make sure people do understand that, you know, things that impact your mind impact your, you know, or your mental health impact your physical health and vice versa. And so that's why we practice integrated healthcare at CMH. And we also want to provide tips and tools for people to help them deal with situations that might come up. And we also would love to not just change, but eliminate the discrimination or stigma against having a mental health diagnosis or an issue.
Do you think that's starting to happen? Do you think that there are some inroads being made in that direction? I mean,
I do think that there's some inroads. We were just talking about this yesterday with our medical director because somebody came into the office and they said they wanted to have a separate waiting area. And the medical director said, well, we don't really have a separate waiting area because they didn't want other people to see them there. And so I had talked about, you know, I've been in a local counseling place with one of my kids, and I just sat in the waiting room because if I'm embarrassed to sit in the waiting room, then I must think there's something wrong with that.
Right.
And I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who even talk about the importance, and they don't even have serious mental health diagnosis, but they have issues from time to time.
Sure.
And they talk about going to see a therapist for a tune-up, just, you know, mental health tune-up, emotional health tune-up. And often if you're struggling with anything, it's good to talk with somebody who can give you that objective perspective and help you, teach you coping skills, you know, things like that.
Just so, like you'd go to see your physician if you have a fever or, you know,
exactly.
an ailment of some kind. Yeah,
exactly. Right. And so I think that it's getting a little bit better, but I still think we have a long way to go.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, we keep doing everything we can think of. And
yeah.
if anybody thinks of some other things we should be doing, please let me know. So we want to change those attitudes. Again, when we're talking about mental health things, we're talking about our emotional, our psychological, and our social well-being, which affects how we think, how we act, how we feel, and also how we handle stress and how we relate to other people. So, again, it's just as important, like you just said, too, to take care of your mental health as your physical health.
Right.
So if you're feeling poor physically, you go to the doctors eventually.
Yep.
Same thing for your mental health. So you don't have to suffer alone or struggle alone. There's a lot of help out there.
Yeah.
So, and mental illness is more common than most people realize. 1 in 5 Americans experience a mental health condition each year. And unfortunately, still the statistics are about less than half actually go and receive treatment. So, and also 1 in 17 live with serious mental illness, such as schizophrenia, major depression, or bipolar disorder. That's a pretty high number, 1 in 17.
It really is.
So in Michigan, you could estimate that someone in every 7 families has somebody with a mental illness or a mental health diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And then as far as children go, over 4 million kids in our country, I don't have the stats for St. Clair County, but in our country live with depression, anxiety, ADHD, and they're seeing increases of things like anxiety. Certainly the diagnosis of ADHD is increasing, other mental health. Of course, autism is increasing too, that diagnosis. And then other mental health issues. So we talked about stigma. And I think, you know, the biggest thing is just to continue, we need to continue to talk openly about mental health issues.
Well, especially when so many people have mental health issues, as you mentioned. Those are staggering numbers when you think about it. I mean, imagine if it were something else like high blood pressure, diabetes. We talk about those things. We're not embarrassed to talk about those things, and shouldn't be to talk about mental health issues either.
And we actually, I think we might have talked about this last year in May. I might have talked about this with you, but I had just been at a conference where a woman who was a breast cancer survivor, but she was talking and she was advocating for children's mental health because her son has serious mental health issues. And she said, you know, I don't know how many years ago, people didn't even talk about breast cancer because it was like, ooh, that was taboo to talk about
that's
it.
That's true.
Well, now, you know, 1 in 8 women are being diagnosed with breast cancer. So there's all kinds of pink events. And I keep saying we got to have, like, maybe we need to come up with, I mean, there is a color for, like, brain health. I think it's silver. But maybe we got to come up with something like that and just really make, you know, people, to get people to rally around that cause because, you know, mental illness affects more people than breast cancer. So, and we're not putting nearly the amount of money towards it. We're not putting nearly amount of as much attention.
Right.
And we need to. So hopefully something will, you know, come, some changes will come about with us if we keep trying.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I always like to remind people that, you know, recovery is possible. And it's even more than possible. It really should be expected with good mental health treatment. It might take a while, but you know, we hold the hope out there that everybody can recover. And that's a change in thinking from when I was even in college. But it doesn't mean the schizophrenia goes away or the bipolar disorder goes away, but it means the symptoms go away and that you get them into check and then you can start living the life that you want to live. So there's multiple elements of recovery, but we kind of promote the 5 pathways to recovery, which you had to help me 1 year. Let's see if I get them right this year.
Okay.
Spirituality, environment, choice, hope.
I think when I helped you before, I had the list in front of me, and I don't.
You did?
You know, I think so. I don't remember.
What did I say? Did I say environment? I said environment, hope, spirituality, choice, empowerment.
There you go.
Empowerment.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like when I get on the spot sometimes, it's like I know all those.
You put yourself on the spot, though. I didn't put you on the spot.
I know. I should have, like, So anyways, but we do believe in recovery. And another thing, so we transformed our organization to be more recovery focused. And you know, we want people to hold the hope for others when they can't hold it for themselves. Yeah. And so actually, maybe that's a good lead into our annual recognition meeting, which is May 7th. Mm-hmm. Because at that night, we do a lot of public recognition. We recognize the student winners of our contest, which are supposed to sort of help with the anti-stigma issue because we want to educate kids early and often about mental health issues. So we do a bookmark contest in elementary school. We do a writing contest in middle school. And you helped judge again, didn't you?
I did.
Yes. And we have some really, really good work.
Some really powerful stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And then our poster contest. And then we also have our community awards, and we also have our own staff of the year award, and then we have our team of the year. And so, what I wanted to talk about just quick was the team is it's the Power Peer Supports, and they are 3 peers, meaning people who have received mental health services treatment or substance use treatment and are in recovery. And so their job is to help engage people into the treatment process. Mm-hmm. And often they hold the hope for people when they feel hopeless. And they are perfect shining examples that recovery is possible and they're living great lives. And those people are Megan Kuhn, Doug Miller, Lisa Tippett. And then there's their supervisor that helped put together this awesome presentation that they've been doing statewide is Michelle Wolkowski. So they're getting that award. And then Anthony Fioravanti. Is our employee, and then our media winners are Mallory Mahalik and Carly Hurley from EBW, and organization is Community Foundation, who, of course, they're celebrating their 75th this year of philanthropy, and then our individual community service award is Jason Steyer, who is the first principal of Riverview East and the first principal in the county to implement the Prepare You mental health curriculum. And he will talk about the amazing results of that, 'cause he has seen some really super positive changes there. So, So we're super happy and we're excited about all that stuff. That's May 7th again. The RSVP deadline may have passed, but if somebody still wants to come, call us up. I'm sure we can squeeze you in.
Right.
And and then today, kicking off the month, one of our staff, she's been pretty impressive. Her name's Deb Kokoschka, and she, on her own, decided to start doing a women's wellness event in the first part of May for Mental Health Month. And so this year, she has two speakers coming in, and one I know the community has heard about is Mara McCallum, who recently did a great training on trauma. Yeah. From trauma to resiliency, and then Christina Galena Flood, who's also has been through very traumatic experience, and we'll talk about her search for truth and healing through that process. So that's today. It's happening at 2:30, and again, the deadline was ended for that. But if somebody really wanted to come, give us a call. We'll let you in.
Great.
So those are two things we're kicking off, and yeah.
All right. Well, May is Mental Health Month. Let's put the positive emphasis on that.
Yes, please.
All right. Sounds good. Deb, thanks for coming in. I always appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.